What is up, Duke fans, and welcome to another episode of Duke Blue Central. Selection Sunday was yesterday. I am coming to you live right now, Monday, March 18th in the afternoon. Now, hopefully this episode is releasing Monday afternoon if I can get it edited and out in time. But Selection Sunday was yesterday, always an incredibly exciting day of the year where we're going to find out where our Blue Devils are going to be playing and what is their path like to the Final Four, which is what everybody asks as Duke fans. But before we dive into the tournament, let's do a quick ACC tournament recap. I know I previewed the tournament, haven't been with you since Duke's loss in the very first game they played against the NC State Wolfpack. I kind of wanted to wait to see how the rest of the ACC tournament unfolded before I made an episode on that, and I'm glad I did, because NC State did not just have a fluke win over Duke. It turns out they were destined to win the whole thing. NC State became the first team in ACC history to win five games in 5 days and get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. They definitely stole another team's bid, maybe a couple other. We had a couple schools that stole some bids from what were largely deserving schools just because they went on a run in the tournament. NC State was one of those teams. They definitely would not have made the tournament if not for this ACC tournament win. But I'm happy for the Wolfpack. It's hard to root against a guy like DJ Burns when he's not playing against Duke. He's a really fun player to watch, as well as the rest of that NC State team, just the way they play, the passion that they play with, and they played the ACC tournament like every game was their last, and they knew that there was no other way for them to get into the tournament than by winning this thing, and that's exactly what they did. Now, listen, Duke had every opportunity to win this game against NC State. The real fault of this game falls at the feet of our guards, which is unfortunately something that for the last two games Duke has played, we've been talking about a lack of great guard play, which is not something we've talked about a lot this year. It seems like if we've had inconsistencies, it's sometimes been from down low, from guys other than Flip. Guys like Jeremy Roach and Jared McCain had some of the most consistently good performances. And Jared had a good game against Carolina, but against NC State, both of them were just not looking like themselves. And that is something that's concerning moving into the tournament. We know how valuable guards are in March, and we are going to absolutely need them to be on their best performances and able to get any distance in this tournament. We absolutely need them. I think they will show up. They had a players-only meeting called right after the loss to NC State. Jeremy Roach said that that was going to happen. Sounded like he was one of the main proponents, main leaders in initiating that meeting. And if you remember last year, I've talked about this situation before. There was a players-only meeting right after the Miami game where Duke was trashed in Miami, and then they had a players-only meeting, and that spurned an incredible Duke winning streak. Let's hope that that can do the same thing. If you're watching any of the bracketologists and analysts talk right now, it's not very positive for Duke. Nobody is picking Duke to even make it. Nobody's thinking about them going past the Sweet 16. A lot of people are thinking about them either getting upset in round one or round two. But that's the nature of this thing. Look, I mean, Duke has lost two games in a row going into the tournament. They lost the ACC tournament opener. Granted, it was the quarterfinal because we had the double bye. But that's never like a positive sign for a team. I mean, it's not like last year we were a very popular Final Four pick because of the way we ended the year on a huge tear, and that concluded with winning the ACC tournament. We were an extremely trendy Final Four pick, even from guys that don't like Duke. This year, it's the opposite, man. We are trending in the wrong direction as far as picks go. But let me explain to you why I actually think that's a good thing. I mean, it seems like these analysts sometimes don't look at the reoccurring stats that take place during the tournament. I can't remember off the top of my ears how many years it's been. It's been a long time since a team has won their conference tournament and went on to win the national title. I think there's something to ending your season with a loss that spurns you on for the rest of your season. And there's definitely an error to that that I think Duke can capitalize on. So while we're not the trendy Final Four pick that we were last year, I actually think that can benefit Duke in a lot of ways. All right, so let's break down the bracket. I don't want to spend too much time on the ACC tournament. Time for the big tournament. Time to get into where the Duke Blue Devils place in this year's NCAA March Madness bracket and see our path to the Final Four. So in case you hadn't heard, Duke is a 4 seed in the South region, going up against the 13 seed Vermont in our very first game. Breaking down kind of the overall tournament, we saw some interesting things happen here. One is that the committee just does not seem to value and continues to not value the conference tournament. I think Duke was kind of hovering on a 2-3-4 seed line to end the year. Latter half of the year. I think the loss to Carolina at the end of the season knocked us off the two line for sure. And then I think that losing the first round of the ACC tournament knocked us off the three, even though they don't care too much about conference tournament results. I think in a race that was this close, that was enough to knock us off the four and give the three to another school, which some of which I really don't think deserved that seed line. But we'll get into that in a minute. But even as you look around the bracket as a whole, it just doesn't seem that winning your conference tournament nets you a higher seed. This recall last year, Duke went on an incredible run to end the year, beating Virginia in the ACC final with, I think we were one game behind a regular season share of the title with them. And that was including a game that was just malarkey, and the referees blew a call at the end of the Virginia game. If we get that win, we're sharing a title with them. And yet Virginia was still seeded a seed higher than Duke was. They were a 4, we were a 5. So that just shows you it's just not that important in the committee's eyes to win your conference tournament unless you're a team that wouldn't make it without, which I honestly think is a shame. I think part of it is because they are so close to the Selection Sunday. I mean, two of the SEC and the Big Ten Championship this year were on Selection Sunday. I think the committee pretty much makes the bracket before the conference tournaments even start, and then they make small tweaks to it throughout the week, but I don't think they want to factor in all the information that's coming in the conference tournament into their Selection Sunday when some of the games literally end hours before the bracket is released. So with that being said, I think the big highlights of this are the Big East not getting as many teams as maybe they hoped. The Big East finished with only 3 teams in the tournament, which I think is a shocker. The ACC ended up with 5, so this was not going to be a 3-bid year for the ACC like some people thought. Ended up with 5 teams, that being North Carolina, Duke, NC State because of the ACC tournament win, Clemson, and then Virginia barely snuck in, and a lot of people saying they shouldn't be in, and I might even agree with those people. But the ACC nevertheless gets 5 teams in. So another thing to talk about, the one seeds being UConn, Houston, North Carolina, and Purdue. I don't have a huge problem with any of those. North Carolina snuck in on a one line after Tennessee's lost in their first game in the SEC championship tournament. So I don't have a huge problems with the one seeds in this tournament. The 3 seeds to me is where it gets a little interesting, because obviously Duke was fighting for one of those 3 seeds for this. Illinois, it's, you know, they're the Big Ten champions. Tough to argue with results like that. The other 3 seeds being Creighton, Baylor, and Kentucky. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around some of those, especially Kentucky, who is a game worse record than Duke and lost their opening game of the Air Conference Championship. I do think there's an argument to be made that their wins are better, but even looking at it from a non-Duke perspective, it's hard for me to justify Kentucky getting a 3 seed over a team like an Auburn, who dominated the SEC tournament, ran through it, and was able to win and had a better record at the end of the day than Kentucky did. But that just goes to show, man, the conference tournament, just unless you're not going to get in and you need to win the whole thing, I just really don't think it matters all that much in terms of seeding, unless you go out and drop your first game, which is what a lot of teams did this year. You know, it mattered a lot for teams like Tennessee and Duke, who I think ended up being a seed lower than they would have had they even won one game. I think if Duke wins one game and loses to Virginia, they probably get that 3 line. But here we are. We're a 4 seed. So quickly, I'm going to put out more episodes than this, kind of breaking down our matchups and things like that. Quickly, let's look at Duke's side of the bracket. That's what we're all here for. Duke is going up against a Vermont team in the very first round. Vermont, experienced team. They play a smaller style of ball. They don't commit a lot of mistakes or turn the ball over. A lot of people have been saying, there have been some articles, they're not a team that's going to beat themselves. They're not like a squad that's just going to be overwhelmed by the moment and just make a ton of mistakes. Duke is actually going to come out and beat them, which I think is a positive thing for Duke. We're going to have to pay attention to beat Vermont. We can't just sleepwalk our way into the second round, which I think is going to get our mentality right. After that, what the rest of the road looks like for Duke, we would play the winner of Wisconsin and James Madison. Really interesting matchup. James Madison is a really, really good mid-major team. Wisconsin is a team that just made a huge run in the Big Ten tournament, but before that, I think they had lost 5 games in a row. Typically, those teams kind of fizzle out in the NCAA tournament. I might be picking James Madison to win that game. We can have a Duke on the Dukes matchup. James Madison's mascot or their nickname are the Dukes. Be interesting to see them face Duke. Probably be a heyday for announcers. But typically, the teams that make incredible runs and just go crazy in their conference tournaments don't end up panning out well in the NCAA tournament. I think they use up all their energy and emotion, and then they end up blowing it in the end. Like a team like NC State, as much as I really am rooting for them to go farther in this thing, I'm going to be predicting them to drop their first game just because of the way that history can happen when you get that hot that late. Sometimes you're unable to sustain that. By the way, both of those first games for Duke are being played in Brooklyn, which is an awesome place for Duke to play, a very friendly pro-Duke place. If you're not going to play in North Carolina anywhere, playing in New York is probably the next best thing for Duke, or maybe a place like Chicago maybe would rival it. But we've seen New York be a very, very Duke-friendly place. I'm excited that we get to go there. After that, that's where the rubber really meets the road. Being a 4 seed, you got to play probably the 1 seed in the Sweet 16, and that is the Houston Cougars. Now, I do think if you were going to pick a 1 seed for Duke to be matched up with, I think technically the weakest 1 seed would be North Carolina, but I don't think anybody wants that matchup to happen that early. It's just too emotional of a game. So other than that, I would have picked Houston. I think Houston is a great team. They're really physical, really defensive-minded, which has been kind of a formula to beat Duke in the past, especially with their physicality. But when you look at the other 1 seeds, I just think they're just full of some killers that could really give Duke some problems. UConn's the number 1 overall seed. They're very, very good. Obviously, you would rather avoid them if possible. Purdue is an interesting one that has kind of slipped as of late, but I still just think matching up with a player like a Zach Edey is just so difficult, and it especially would be difficult for Duke this year, considering their lack of massive size at the 5, but no one really matches up against him well. Houston, I think, is a team that at least on paper you feel like Duke can match up well against them if we're shooting the ball well. So that's the team I would have picked to be in their region. The 2 seed in this region is Marquette, and again, that's probably the 2 seed I would pick. Not because Marquette is a bad team, but because of an injury to their point guard, Tyler Kalinick, I believe is how you say his last name. Bad at pronunciation at Duke Blue Central, but we try our best. But other than that, I think I would have been more scared of Marquette. I don't know how healthy he's going to be, and that's pretty critical to their success, because the 3 seed in this region is Kentucky, and if Kentucky is on and is able to catch Marquette sleeping without their best player, I think it's really likely that they win and even make it all the way to the Elite Eight. And if the Duke Blue Devils are there, what a matchup that would be for Duke or Kentucky to be going to the Final Four against each other. I bet you all the TV producers are rooting for that. Kentucky's got a tough game to start with, too. Oakland is no team to write off. And we know with Kentucky that when they're on, they feel like they're an NBA team and nobody in the country can beat them. But then when they're off, UNC Wilmington beats them. That doesn't really bode well for a team to win 6 games in a row. They haven't really shown to me the ability to go on a streak like that long against that level of team the level of competition that they're going to face. I feel like they'll have an off game and get beat. I'm hoping that comes at the hands of Duke in the Elite Eight. But yeah, look, I mean, when you look at other four seeds, I don't know that I would take any of the other four seeds' place. Auburn's the other four seed. They're in UConn's bracket. I'd like to avoid that. Their two seed is also Iowa State, a team I'm really high on and think could even win this whole thing. I'd want to avoid them. The four seed in North Carolina's region, I don't desperately want to play North Carolina that early in the tournament, so I wouldn't probably play them. Other than that, that bracket's not that difficult. I think North Carolina had a lot of favors done, other than having Arizona in their bracket, which is another good team. I'd rather play Marquette than Arizona any day. And then Kansas is the four seed in Purdue's bracket in the Purdue's region, and Tennessee is there too. I think Tennessee matches up against Duke better, and I don't want to play Purdue. So, as far as seeding goes, I'm mildly happy with this. I would rather us and Kentucky be swapped. I would make the argument that Duke potentially even deserves that three seed over Kentucky, even as is. It would have been great for us to be the four and only having to play Marquette in the Sweet 16 or a team that's going to upset them, just because I think they're vulnerable, missing their best player potentially, or having him but not quite at 100%, especially with it being a point guard, which are so important in March. But it is what it is. It's time to lock in for Duke. The contrasting themes between this year and last year are just striking to me, and it's setting up for what I believe can be Duke is able to win a couple games in this tournament. Just the narratives around the team. Last year, everybody was singing John Shire's praises, talking about how he's the next 40-year head coach at Duke. This year, you actually have Duke fans even questioning his head coaching ability because of the way we've skidded to the finish line kind of at the end here. Last year, all the analysts were picking Duke to go really far in the tournament, yet we were knocked out by the first weekend by a physical Tennessee team. This year, many people are picking us to lose the second round, if not definitely the third round, because of our momentum. It's sometimes as if these guys forget, like, getting hot at the right time. I really don't like that quote, and I've probably said it a bunch, but I really dislike that quote just because it sells short. You have to create your own momentum in the tournament. A lot of really great coaches have been quoted by saying, like, not exactly, but it's great winning your conference tournament. It's great having a great end of the year. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to pick yourself up and create enough momentum for you to win six games in a row. And that's what it takes to win a title. It doesn't, and nothing before the tournament really matters in terms of how hot you are, how good you've been playing. You have to create that for yourself in a neutral court environment, which is very different than home and aways. And that's what really makes the good teams great. And I think oftentimes those teams can get beat early in their conference tournaments or in the finals, or they're slipping at the end of the year, but they're the teams that know how to turn it on. And I think Duke has the ability to turn it on. For me, the biggest thing of this tournament, I think Jeremy Roach is going to be huge for Duke, huge for how Duke does in this tournament. Him and Proctor, I think, are maybe Duke's, I don't want to say question marks, but like if you told me Roach and Proctor have an excellent tournament, I think Duke can go very, very far, even to the Final Four, because I have faith that the other guys are consistent enough to play well. I have faith Flip's going to pretty much play really well every game. Jared McCain has shown the propensity to really play well every other game. Mark has had some consistency issues, but I think he'll give us enough to put us in a position to win every game. And Roach has been the consistent guy for Duke all year, so I'm not too worried with him. And he's historically played really well come tournament time and in March. But it's just concerning over the last couple games how he's played. And I hope that he doesn't let the emotion of this potentially being his last time in a Duke jersey leak into his time playing in March Madness. And the same goes for Proctor. I hope his emotions don't get the best of him. And he's been a player that at times he's been very, very good. And other times this season he hasn't had his great performances. Those two players to me are the most two important players for Duke. Not saying they're the best or they're going to score the most, but their performances in each and every one of these games is going to tell me whether Duke is going to go far or not so far in the tournament. So yeah, I wanted to get this one out kind of fast. Hopefully I can post it here. That's all I'm going to say for this. I am going to try to put another episode out before the real games start on Thursday. I'd like to put one episode out just going through my entire bracket and breaking down who I think is going to win this thing, and breaking down more than just the Duke games, and I'm excited to do that. But for now, Selection Sunday was a blast. I like Duke's spot. Couldn't have been slightly better if we swapped spots with Kentucky. Yes, but we can't complain about that. And to get where you want to go, you got to beat good teams in the tournament. UConn was a 4 seed last year and won the whole thing. Let's hope Duke can do that again this year. Thank you guys so much for listening. Appreciate each and every one of you. Go Blue Devils.